by design. And like I told you last week and have told you many weeks, you know, this is all about you consciously radiating to uplift people out there in the world and to really manifest the life that you dream of. It's really great. Today we're going to talk about something that's going to go with our paradigm shifters on Tuesday night, which is forgiveness. There's a fellow named Colin Tipping wrote a book called Radical Forgiveness, and I really thought that was wonderful. I think that interview was back in 2010. I'm not really sure. I think it was 2010. But in any case, he said a lot of things that really made sense. Many years ago, I took a class, or I took a workshop or a series of classes on forgiveness. And I remember one of my favorite lines from that is that forgiveness to mental health is like vaccinations are to physical health. And I really like to repeat that because it pretty makes sense. So here we're talking about radiating consciously, radiance by design. And I'm going, forgiveness is such a good thing to talk about because forgiveness is, when we're angry with someone and we can't forgive, and I know we have all had that experience where it's really, really hard to let go of, or we're holding on to resentment, or if only that person knew how I felt, everything would be different. And the bottom line is when we're holding, and it probably you could say this about almost anything, where we're holding feelings, where we're holding back, where we're holding ourselves together, where we're holding resentment and anger and so on, somehow our identity is invested in it. And it's actually a process of holding your energy in. And instead of those amazing spiraling lights that we all have from the essence of our being moving on out, wanting to dance and move and colorfully move themselves through your body, mind, and radiating out into your aura, instead of that, you've got a holding process. And in that holding process, your radiance is squelched, actually. It's held in. And instead of your aura bouncing out and kitching people and lifting them and really helping them lift themselves beyond their old stuff, it just holds back. And then your effect on people energetically, effect on your whole life and your manifestations and your future and so on, is all kind of stifled, isn't it? And just imagine, just take a minute right now, take a couple of deep breaths so that you're sensitizing yourself. And then just imagine for a minute, holding in your body. Ask your higher self and ask your body to reveal where you're holding in your body. Just some place that you're holding. Yeah. And I can see a number of you. Well, we're going to talk about that in a minute. But where you're holding, notice where it is in your body. Okay? Notice where it is in your body, mind. And then let's release it. Let's just release the holding. Undo it. Let it radiate. And then notice how differently you feel inside your body. For me, I feel like there's a little bit of air moving through my body. Could be because I'm a Gemini, right? What did you feel? So when you call in, this is a call-in show, and I love talking to you live on air here in Radiance by Design. So after we do our conjoint meditation together, I'm going to get you to call in. Tell me what happens for you when your holding pattern is broken. Let's go back in now to your body mind and think of somebody that you're really mad at. Yeah. Or, you know, sometimes it doesn't have to be really mad at someone. Just someone that when that person, and you can ask your higher self to reveal somebody to you. Very often what happens is the higher self or somebody comes into your vision, the higher self brings somebody in, you go, I don't have any issue with that person. Pay attention to your body. Is there something that goes down in your body, that feeling that just goes down in your body? Yeah. And that's where forgiveness of a small thing is really, really important because we can carry little resentments and so on. We can carry them for 50 years or 100 years or 16 lifetimes. You know that, right? So let's just do some real clearing tonight. Let's talk about forgiveness. Let's talk about unhooking ourselves from the drama that happened before in such a conscious way as to feel the upliftment that comes. And forgiveness isn't simply just saying, oh, I'm sorry, oh, I forgive you. It's not quite that simple. Very often when we do that, we're just paving the way for the other person not to be mad at us anymore, but we're not actually unhooking or releasing that plugged-in energy that's a holding pattern. And you want to clear it. And what I'm looking at out there is a couple of people. The guides are really funny when we're doing this kind of work. They'll bring people out in the audience to me. You're not conscious of my talking to you, but you might find that there's a resonance that you feel. So when I first looked at who they brought forward, there's a woman who's a little bit heavy, and they're showing in her lower belly and her thighs, she's holding a ton of, I don't want to say it's rage or anger that she's mad, capital M, but she's holding a lot of energy back, and she's stuffing it in those parts of her body because she hasn't really made peace with the fact that instead of just storing it in her body in order to keep the peace, she has the right to bring it up and free herself, and she has the right to bring it up and hand it to her guides and angels and to look at it as a real thing. She also has headaches, and she's got problems with her eyes. So what they're showing is that when she's holding like that, and she's just stashing these things into the file folders we call our legs. And legs are understanding, aren't they? They hold you up. They're support. Right side is the masculine, left side is the feminine. And so it makes sense to me. That's a very simplistic way of saying where she's putting her resentments is right in where she would really require or prefer support. Because she thinks she's protecting and keeping herself safe by holding those resentments back and not making a fuss, you see? Now, when you're when you're releasing the kind of resentments that we're talking about, or forgiveness of any kind, okay, you can't be holding back, and you don't always have to be making a huge mess. Sometimes we can do it simply energetically. So let's share I love to do our community meditation together so that we're sharing a common frequency, so that we're sharing and creating a vibrational community. So let's all do our meditation together, and then I want to talk to you about various forgivenesses that you're into and that you maybe struggled with or that you're way ahead of and you want to tell us about it, and you're going to call in and talk to me, right? Take a couple of deep breaths. Now let's do this one. Imagine in front of you whoever personifies the divine to you. Who personifies it to you? Could it be Jesus, the sacred, the divine feminine? Could be Kuan Yin, could be Buddha, could be a combination of beings. See in front of you your idea of what divinity looks like. And then as you breathe in, put the persona of that divinity in your chest. And as you breathe out, you climb into that being's chest and heart. And breathe in. And have that divinity in your chest and heart. Breathe out. And you're in the chest of the divine, heart of the divine. One more. You bring the divine into yourself and breathe out. Good. And now let's call in a golden ball above your head, perhaps 2 miles. Good. A beautiful, radiant golden ball below your spine, about 40 feet. And drop a filament of golden light from the upper ball down through your spine into the lower golden ball. And let's drop that octahedron, four-sided pyramid. Its point is into the upper golden ball. And it goes as far down as about your waist. And then upside down, with its point going into the lower golden ball, another four-sided pyramid. Have these two pyramids meet base to base. And inside of that octahedron, the eight-sided structure, remember it's a pyramid pointing up and a pyramid pointing down. And inside of it, you've got a crystal ball. create your crystal ball and notice the amazing colors just floating through it. Good. And the inside of that, there you are in a star tetrahedron. That's three-dimensional Star of David. And you're inside. And let's spin and spin and spin in our star tetrahedron, which is also known as the Merkaba. Well, I think they're a little bit different. But in any case, this one can be a Merkaba. That's your light body used for changing dimensions and spin and spin and spin and spin. And what we've learned is that you have to come from the heart when you're really working with your Merkaba. You can't just use it as a mechanical tool. And that reminds me, we're learning a little bit about those ships that ETs roam around in, the little saucer-like ships. And apparently those come from the heart as well. They create those with their mind, with their intention and their heart. And that's how they get them to work, I gather. So it sort of makes sense that we need to move through this, creating our reality and keeping the energy consciously moving so that we can actually stimulate our own evolution and create the vehicle we need, right? So there's your Merkaba, your Merkaba. And now spin and spin and spin, and whilst you're spinning, look at the magical screen in front of you. And the first part of the screen, you're going to put a movie on it of what it is you're dreaming to become. What would you like to become? I always want to become consciously multidimensional, coming from the heart. And I have other details there. I want to be joyous and fun-loving. Mm-hmm. What about you? What do you want to become? And in that movie, I mean, you might want to become tall, short. You might want to become funny, rich, realized, self-actualized. You might want to become enlightened. You might, anything you want, okay? And just see yourself becoming that. And as that movie gets really good, there you are, really, really realizing your dream. Now wrap that in light. Move it over to the side. Now we've got room for a new movie. And this movie is a little bit more functional. It's you creating the project of your dream. Now, what kind of a project do you want to create? Okay, and it can be home and family, relationship, a book. It can be whatever it is you want. A hairdo. It can be a community. It can be a town. Again, I want to be multidimensional. I want to do much more visual stuff. I'm changing the format of what I think is my TV dream. So that's part of my manifestation, too. And as you have this manifestation dream that's going on in screen number two, see all the resources, the money, the people, the everything that you need to create your dream comes to you. You just attract it, and oh my gosh, everything's there. And then the project's complete, and you're so pleased. And then you see the people and the money and the time and the experiences all coming together to sustain your project. Isn't it wonderful? Wrap it in light and move it over to the left there, or the right, but I'm moving left today. And now we're going to do another one, the Galactic Healing Center. Mm-hmm. And let's, in the Galactic Healing Center, you're going to see your healing team stand, circle around a healing table, and you're the first person to lie on the table. And then when you lie on the table, your healing team is either going to do something that maybe you don't even notice you need, or you're going to ask them for something specific. So off you go. And let's see what they do. Okay. They're very busy, and they're talking to each other, and they're moving with you, and they're changing something in your body, mind, with energy. Yeah. And sometimes they have something to tell you that you need to pay attention to. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then when you really feel that you're aware that something's going on, wrap that in light, move it over to the left so that it can keep going, it can sustain itself. Have the team replicate themselves magically around a nice, fresh, healing table. And let's bring in someone. This is somebody who's there, she's in her 50s, and she's quite heavy, And she's had huge disappointments in family and has had quite a vehement history, you know, a lot of violence and some abuse and so on, and has worked very hard as an entrepreneur. But right now she's really disappointed. And what happens when you're disappointed? Sometimes your back goes out. So her body is deteriorating, her weight is improving, or is getting bigger. And part of the reason for that is when your back goes out and you can't move around very much, guess what happens? Everything gets stagnant. So we're putting her on the table, and we're asking the healing team to work with her. And they are. They're working with her. They're actually soothing her. They want to soothe her. Yeah, there's something that she's doing in order to soothe herself, and they don't like it. Don't like it. They're not like that. It's just that they're trying to discourage that, and they're trying to change the way she feels better about herself. So they're giving her a lot of compliments, and they're moving the energies. Oh, I see. What they're doing about her weight is they're moving the energy of other people. Remember the woman that we were talking about before the meditation, and she was stockpiling a whole bunch of emotions in her body. This woman is doing a huge amount of that. So they're convincing her to pull this person out and that person out and to find that modicum of safety, which is deep within. Good. And they're working with her, and they're working with her head, because in her brain, her metabolic system is set. Good. And I see her laughing. She's been in excruciating pain, so they're stretching her vertebrae apart and infusing something in there. It looks like light to me. Wrap it in light and move it over to the left. Okay, and the second one is, let's see here. Okay, it's a young person who is, I think he's a drug addict, actually. Oh, this is very sad. And the healing team is standing around him, and he's not protesting, but he's kind of agitated, and they're working on him, and they're working on him, and they're putting their head, their hands around his head, and they're shifting something in his brain, and they're moving with his brain patterns. They're also shifting something out of his base chakra and his second chakra. They're saying that he had a lot of abuse. He's had nutritional deficiencies, but his abuse has led him to feeling that he has very little ability, if you will, to sustain himself. So he's kind of hiding from reality in this drug thing. Very sad. I'm sure he's late 20s, early 30s. Good. And they're working to pull it out of his body. And they're actually, this is the biggest part, is they're infusing his brain with the possibility of change. You know? Good. Now wrap that in light, move it over to the left. And now let's do our political thing. Let's bring in all this that's going on with, I don't know whether we should do the banks or the news. Let's do the news, because it seems very interesting to me that there's so many ways that news is coming to us these days. There's even a new newspaper thing. You know, those funny little QR codes that are square, and you can kind of snap them with your iPhone or with your smartphone so that it enters you into like a YouTube or a series of pictures or something. That's sitting right on the newspapers now, and I'm laughing because, you know, you get all these amazing news shots by sitting in a coffee shop and just putting this over the little code with your phone, for heaven's sakes. And I'm just thinking how interesting it is that the news is coming from small people, too. It's not only coming from news sources. It's coming from people who are sending messages to one another all over the world as well. So what I'm seeing here is the way the news media has changed. I'm going, wouldn't it be wonderful to infuse the news media with the kind of consciousness that said the news that comes up should inspire people, should bring people into taking action to help them feel solidarity here and there, to help them feel the evolution of the species. Let's just call in some amazing, amazing harmonious light, have it come in and infuse. I've got all the people on this healing table that are involved in the professional news media. And let's infuse them, especially the ones who are in management, infuse them with the compassion, the honor, and the love that it would take to bring inspiring news to people all over the world. News about entrepreneurial possibilities, news about extraterrestrial arrivals and the shifting of resources that are possible because of that, or whatever, you know, great medicine news, all kinds of things, and wonderful ways of education, because with having all this, education is really much more possible in our own hands, isn't it? So let's just infuse all the people we can find to put on our table that have to do with professional news, marketing news, bringing it into financial success, but through a win-win for everyone. Let's just see all that happening. And feel the light coming in through the top of your head and out through your, down in through your heart and down your arms and your, into your hands. And see yourself adding to the healing team's healing energy. And actually, let's call in the realms and realms and realms of beings beyond the third and fourth and fifth dimension that work through these healing teams as well. So we can have a huge, huge impact. I can feel it. Can you feel that kind of buzzing? And have that huge impact on the consciousness of beings who have to do with professional news on any level. Yeah. And then when you really feel like that's going well, wrap it in light. And now once again, let's call in this high light through the tops of our heads, through the heart, down through the arms, out the hands. And now have yourself pat the light that's coming out of your hands all over the world, wherever there's loss and there's sadness and there's bankruptcy and there's deception and there's toxicity, wherever you can think of that we need to help, where there's incredible damage for the oceans and for the soil and where greed and corruption have really caused. There you go. Now just pat that beautiful light on those places. And then have it radiate all around the world, so much so that those visiting beings from other galaxies can really see that we're beginning to hold the light and radiate the light, that we're beginning to be conscious by design and radiant by design. And have that light go round and round and round the world, round and round and round the world, and come back in through your hands, up your arms, in through your heart, and up through the top of your head. Then we turn back and we close off the Galactic Healing Center, and now jump into your star tetrahedron, say thank you to all these wonderful beings, and we can let them stay because they might want to help us. And jump into your star tetrahedron and spin and spin and spin until you're back into the room with me. Gosh, I'm looking forward to talking to you. My name is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor, and I love doing these shows where we all talk about what's going on in your world. Tonight's topic is forgiveness, and because I'm an energy counselor, maybe just because it's a really good way to do it, I wanted us to really relate how when we're angry and when we're repressing our anger, we don't even know we're angry, it holds back the resonance that you want to use to go in and manifest the life that's happy, that's joyous, that's playful. So call in with your questions and your shares, 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. Now, a lot of you have had a ton of experience with dredging yourself for what, you know, what kind of programs that are still existing in there that are sort of limiting your life. take a look for a minute. Let's sort of work on something that you want to release, because that's a form of forgiveness. Forgiveness is always release. When you've worked on things in the past, doesn't it kind of give you a leg up? And that's the weird thing that happens quite often is that when you do some clearing, you also find that it returns, doesn't it? And then you think, oh, darn, I didn't forgive that person. Well, I don't think that's true. I think that the grief that happens when something is very disappointing has a huge impact throughout your body and mind. So you kind of have to do it more than once, probably, and usually with diminishing extreme, meaning it's not as bad after you've done it the first time or two. So let's take a look here. Somebody I'm looking at gets tremendous headaches. Oof. I'll bet you get, it's a woman, and I'll bet you get, I'm not sure if you get seizures as well, but your headaches look so consistent and so powerful that I'm sure that there are times you want to fall on the floor and writhe. Am I right or am I left? So call in and talk to us about what it is going on with you. The one with the headaches, I'm going, yes, she does need to forgive. What she's learned to do in her life is to be, she's a nice, nice person, but she's learned to, it's like this, she learns that when she's frustrated, faster than she can think about it, faster than she can feel about it, she tightens I don't know if it's the platelets or the skull. It looks more like the membranes that are around the brain. And there's this, like, tension. Remember the muscle? The brain is a muscle, really, isn't it? And it's like she tenses up instead of, oh, goody, you're on the air. I'm just going to finish this thought. She tenses up and creates a huge blood pile up in the brain rather than even knowing that she's been mad, because she doesn't by nature want to say that she's been angry. Isn't that interesting? So if you have any of those symptoms, even just a little bit of it, the thing that my guides always say is feel it. Say, I want to feel really angry. I want to feel really angry. Don't do it in the middle of a crowd or in a party or something. Go do it when you've got a little time of your own. I want to feel really angry. I want to feel what my body does when I'm angry. And then when you feel it, exaggerate it. And if you can, you can ask your guides and angels to release it. But we're doing this exercise to say, what happens when I forgive? If I admit to myself I'm angry, and then I forgive, absolutely forgive the person, it might be a little bit of a practice. And when you forgive, it's like calling up, feeling it, and really unhooking that person from your reaction. And you'll know when you do, and sometimes it takes more than a day, more than 2 days. So you're on the air. Thank you for calling in. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic, actually.
Good.
My name is Eagle.
Eagle?
And, and I have a question for you.
Okay.
I want to know what it is that I'm holding on to that keeps me from manifesting what I need.
Did you, how old are you, Eagle?
65, going on 20.
I'd like to say I'm 20 going on 65, but I'm more like you. what I first saw was your stomach, your actual stomach, right under your rib cage there. And somebody, yeah. Just a minute, you're on the air, but first we're going to talk with Eagle, and then we'll talk to you. So thanks for your patience. But what I want to say is when you were young, you had to negotiate for a feeling of power. So you became quite a watcher, if you know what I mean. So you've been watching people to see what their real intent is. But the holding pattern you've got, do you understand what I'm saying? Because it's like you're holding yourself in a position of self-protection, and it's having a huge impact on your personal power. And your innate personal power is really fun, fun-loving, creative, and has a full capacity to manifest, you see? But it's the holding against it that's really blocking your frequency. How does that sound?
Well, you know, surprisingly, when you were talking earlier, just before I called to ask you these questions, I felt something to do with my stomach. So I'm a Reiki master and way beyond too.
You're a Reiki master?
Yeah, and beyond.
Well, I just want to say that if I were you, first of all, I think that when we do energy, it sometimes helps to have somebody else do it with us. Because your stomach, it's hard for us to know when it's so wound up with our personal power. So you get somebody else to work on you. I would want somebody to be even palpating, like a massage person or somebody, to really work on your gastrointestinal system, but it's really your solar plexus. And whilst that person is doing that, ask yourself what you feel and really let up some of those feelings. Because do you know what I mean when I say you're a watcher?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, and if we see ourselves, when I'm watching, it's like I'm standing behind a fence, so I'm being safe, and I'm going, yeah, well, that's keeping you short-sheeted. Remember the old expression, short-sheeted?
Okay.
But I appreciate your call.
Yeah,
thank you for calling.
Yeah, I think I understand exactly what you're saying, so thank you very much.
All right, honey, keep us posted. Bye.
Yeah.
Now we have another caller on the air, and it's your turn. Hello.
Hi, Veronica. It's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. Good to talk to you. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm good. I actually just have a question about love life.
Okay.
Yes. I've been dating someone, and I'm just curious about it, like curious about where it may be heading.
Are you in love with him?
Oh, no. I mean, I've just met him like a month ago.
Well, you know what's really cute, Kelly? I'm going to pick on you because we're talking forgiveness tonight, right? And this is not the first date you've ever had in your life, is it?
Oh, no. No.
I'm teasing you. Because you have a defense around, it's like if we wanted to manifest a really wonderful relationship, I mean, a really, really loving relationship. We can start off defensive, but we have to be able to drop that stuff. And the two of you are like, you're both a little bit defensive. Do you know that?
Yeah. We're cautious, is what I like to say.
What's that?
Cautious.
Well, you know, that's true, except when you think about it, you're a very, very loving woman. And you have everything so guarded, and he's got his own version of that. And I go, somebody has to break the ice, because I think he's a really, really good man. But he has to wake up. He has to wake up yet. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yes, I believe I do. Like, actually letting the guard down around his heart a little.
Yeah. Yeah. And one of the reasons he has to do it, because it's time. And one of the best things about this relationship is it's going to shake both of you up as far as your defenses are concerned.
So, I've been noticing that.
Yeah, that's good for you. And where it goes, I'm not going to predict, because predictions are hilarious these days, especially with the fast-moving climate that we're in. But I promise you this, that if you don't stay with him, or if you do stay with him, if you let yourself move through these cautionary things together, you'll both be much more primed for a real relationship. You can't share what you don't have, and you're both hiding behind your belly, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I do. Do you get the sense, though, that I'm working? Because I feel like I've been working through a lot of stuff.
I do, and I think it's shaking you up at a deep level. That's good.
Yeah.
Does it ever make you feel like, oh, my gosh, am I ever vulnerable?
Very. Very. Which is probably why I'm making this phone call, because I'm like, I have to grasp onto something that makes sense.
Yeah, well, he's scared, too, and it seems like you're going to bring up the actual issue in time, in a short time. Have you talked to him about the fear and the caution?
Oh, yeah. That's the other thing. We're very vocal about all of these things. Like, I mean, I'm relatively older, I think, so I know how to communicate, at least on some level, about the way I'm feeling about stuff. And so, yeah, there's a lot of actual conversations about this stuff.
You know what I want to do with him? I want to make him laugh, because I think if you could shake him up and make him laugh even more, he would drop that guard around his heart.
Yeah, I get that sense. Do you get the sense, I know you don't want to predict, but do you at least get the sense that there'll be a lasting friendship? Because I really, I adore his spirit.
Yeah. There could be a very, very good friendship about two people who really found more of themselves in that shared context. Yes, that could be really wonderful. Is he an artist or something?
No, he's actually a business person, and I'm an artist, and I feel like I'm kind of bringing that quality out in him. It's like repressed.
Good. Okay. Because I feel like in the friendship, in whether or not you remain a couple, you do have the ability to be in the friendship realm, especially if he breaks free over the next little while and really gets in touch with some of his art. Because you know that art means you're helping, you're synthesizing an aspect of your being. You know, you're actually, you know, being able to create yourself more and more. He needs that freedom and that levity, doesn't he?
Yeah, I get
he's
that.
He's a nice man, Callie.
Yeah, I know.
And you know something else? Is my guides have been saying this a lot lately. If the relationship doesn't work, just love each other anyway, because that's what we're trying to do, go through these experiences, high-five each other, and keep waking up. Don't stop, you know. And with forgiveness being as difficult as it is, if we do break up, sometimes it takes us a long time to forgive. But really, just stay in the, don't be afraid to just love each other. Don't be afraid if you can help it, because you're not going to lose. You're going to forfeit who you are if you don't open to the love. And he doesn't even know how to do that yet, but I think it's right there. It's right on the edge of him.
Yeah.
No? So thank you for your call.
Sense.
Huh?
I said I get that. Sense.
And you know what? You're brave, Kelly. Do it.
Well, I hope that this is like the last one before the next one, because I am kind of getting tired of having to do this, but I know that it's necessary. So I'll heed the advice.
Yeah, and try to remember, Kelly, that this world, the species is shifting. We're shifting. Even what love is. Everybody at home, think about it. What is love? Well, it's not what we used to think it was, because we grew into new levels of it, and now we're growing into new levels of it. Now we're growing into new levels of it. So you're exploring that, you know. And, yeah, it's hard when you get together and then move on, but you're doing a good job, and he's a nice man.
Okay.
He's not a big jerk.
No, he's not at all.
So you're doing something right, girl.
Yay.
So I hope that helps a bit, but I'm not making a prediction.
Yeah, I understand. Thank you very much.
All right, sweetie. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Bye.
Isn't that interesting? And she said something that I think you and I, have a lot of us have felt. I don't want to keep doing this. I don't want to keep doing this. But bottom line is, the guides have said, and I've told you guys this before, my guides have said we're just learning about love where we are, too, because it's very, very infinite. And most of us listening to Radiance by Design or BBS Radio don't want just a relationship to say that you have, you know, a partnership. You mostly want self-actualizing. You want release. You want love, you want evolution, you want ascension, you want creative expression, don't you? You don't just want a relationship. The relationship itself becomes the mechanical set for you to prompt one another to find those things. So it is a big job. It is a big job, but it's a big job for us to go through the shift. And we chose to come in at this time because we're so brave, right? So call in with your questions. I love to talk to you. So let's take a look at some other people. Let's see. I see a couple of men. I'm looking at some men here. Just a second. Now, I'm seeing three different men here right now, and the guides are bringing them forward, and they're saying one of the hardest things for these men is that they're becoming aware that they've been kind of blinded, meaning they haven't known how to be free and open. They've been sort of dominant or dictatorial or these various things. All of these men are a little bit older. They're not like 20. And that they've just realized that they're following the old paradigm and they're wanting to get to the new paradigm, which is to be who you really are and self-actualize and so on and so forth, and not to be so dictatorial, right? So I'm seeing three of them that really need to forgive themselves, because what happens is they want to date different women or different partners. I don't think any of these three, these particular three, are gay, so right now I'll just say women. And each of them is feeling like that they don't really have any, we'll go back to this thing about males. They don't even have a role model. They don't have people ahead of them that they know how to be. They just know they're supposed to be somehow, their feminine side is supposed to be out, and they're supposed to be able to understand how to be vulnerable and creative and affectionate and romantic, and they don't have anything to go on. And I think that's really hard. So I'm saying to you guys, and any of the other people, you know, you can do this too, ladies. But call up and feel how angry you are with yourself, or how frustrated you've been with yourself because you didn't know any better. My guides laughed at me recently and said, "You're a transformer. Why do you get angry at what you were when you're actually committed to transform in your lifetime?" Which is quite hilarious. It's sort of a conundrum. And these guys are all wanting to be a part of the new order and coming out of the old order, and they need to do some major forgiveness on themselves for having been rather dominant and sort of cold and not available on the softer side, and they're all trying to learn how. But I want to say for all three of them, there's a release by coming into forgiveness with yourself. How do you do that? I'd say follow what we were first saying, which is that ask to feel how you're holding anger at yourself deep down inside. Ask to feel how you're holding an anger at how you've been in relationships. You don't even have to go very far into the detail. Just feel the holding. And all three of you have it in a different place. The first guy that I saw has got it in like his gastrointestinal system. The second guy, who's a little skinnier, has it all across his shoulders and down his back. And the third guy seems to have a pot belly, and that's where he's putting it. So I'm saying it's very different for everyone. It's very, very different for each one of you, so I want you to feel it. And like with Kelly, Kelly is having a new relationship with a fellow, and he is holding in and around his heart. His whole upper chest is really tense. That's where he has his resistance to letting go, resistance to being kind of flaky, or resistance to being too soft, or resistance to being used, or resistance to be this or that. And in the middle of it all, you can call up forgiveness. I want to feel how, all the ways in which I'm mad at how things have gone, all the ways at which I'm resentful at how things have gone. Because that's that will tell you where in your body you're holding it. And it's really quite exciting, because if you can feel that and you can release it, because I'll tell you something, fellas, you've never been this way before. And the women know that. The women are trying to get stronger and more powerful and more balanced as well. And you're getting softer and your role models have kind of faded off. And our role models are kind of coming out of the woodwork right now, aren't they? And what we want is what you want, which is the change. So you got to forgive yourself for the way you have been, if you understand what I mean. So call in. We have a few more minutes for a call. And for, let me see now, Jackie is coming on at the top of the hour. I don't know what she's going to be talking about, Jackie, and ET healing and explorations in consciousness. It's a very, very exciting show, and the team is going to do some channeling for us. And I'm going to be doing something that I said I was going to do last week, but I lied about it. There's a woman named Raghini Michaels who's a follower or student of Osho. She's also a hypnotherapist, has done some wonderful books, has combined your personal spiritual philosophical understanding and growth with her hypnotherapy and counseling practice. And I took hypnotherapy from her about 17 years ago. About, that sounds like a really accurate number, doesn't it? 17 years ago, and I'm really excited because her new book is called Unflappable, and it's really, it's one of those books that's really easy to read, but you read a little description of what somebody's process is inside, and you get light in it. You know, one of those books that the light goes through, and you feel a little more healed. And for those of you who want to work with me, I love to do sessions, so I want you to email me, veronica@veronicaantwistle.com, and we'll do some sessions with you. Now, let's go back in to see, Oh, okay, so here's what I'm getting. The guides are bringing forward some people that have children. So there needs to be a lot of forgiveness about children. I don't know why that is. Okay. I've never met a parent, I never met a mom anyway, who hasn't had some issues about how she raised her child. I was too busy, I was tired, I wasn't feeling well, I split up my marriage, and we had this impact on our children. It's really a good idea for us to feel that in our body, mind, you dads as well, or uncles, or whatever, male or female. Go into your body. Good. And ask to feel all the... Okay, the guides are calling it resistances, all the resistances you have within your body, mind, in self-esteem about how you've done things that weren't the way you wanted it to be with your children. Yeah. I want you to feel it. Somebody's got horrible sinus stuff coming from it. That's really interesting. Your sinuses are really blocked. I'm going to ask you if you've got some kind of physical thing, whether it's aches and pains in the body, or if it comes up when we're asking for this kind of information, you want to exaggerate it. So I'm saying that, for example, you with the sinus, you with the really, really aching front thighs, you with the lower back that's coming up, because we're talking about how you resent yourself, or how you're holding a judgment on yourself because of how you were with your kids. Bring it all up. Bring it up. Yeah, somebody's got it right in the breast. And I want that cleared up because it can create problems. You know what I mean? It can seem very uncomfortable right now. But that left alone can become a really dangerous thing, can't it? So I want you to exaggerate how you feel that you could have done better with your children. Yeah, exaggerate how you feel. Notice where it is in your body. Yeah. And so, and somebody's got it in your knees, especially the left leg. And it's really interesting, when you do this, you want to feel it and exaggerate it and feel it and exaggerate it, and then ask your higher self and the guides and angels and anybody who's the deity that you talk to come in and pull that out of your body, or run it out of your body, or if you do Reiki or vortex healing or any kind of energy work, do energy to clear it from your body. Yeah. And some of you have got it hidden inside organs, but you can tell where it is. Somebody's got a headache. Okay, so we're going to exaggerate it again, and we're going to run a little energy through your body. And then remember to do this on a regular basis. Somebody's got really like burning joints, like a rheumatic thing as well. I can see that. Yeah. And so when, for example, if you could clear the energy right now and then command total release of it and ask your angels to swish through some violet fire or some violet flame or some white or gold light, I like to think of them as like bottle washers, move them up through your limbs and so on. And say you're out tomorrow and you're at the Safeway or you're wherever you are, and all of a sudden some of the same discomfort comes up, you do the same thing because that's going to happen, and you can say, oh, this is my resentment of myself because of how I was as a parent or as an uncle or as a teacher or whatever. And then you can clear it again. There you are. And you're going to lighten up, and you're going to be much more of a contributor to those very children's expansion and growth and self-understanding as well. There you are. Now, I want you to jot down where it hits you in the physical as well. This is really, really important. I said at the beginning that forgiveness is to mental health what vaccination is to physical health, but you know what? As we're doing this, I'm going, and forgiveness is really crucial to physical health as well. You watch people that stumble around as they get older who have tremendous grief on their face, and as much of that is about self-judgment as it is about anything else, about things they did wrong or dreams that were lost. And you and I can clear that. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, I guess we don't have another caller, do we? Let's do one more exercise, and then you can go. Okay, let's see. What we're going to do is call in a light, and the light is going to be turquoise, and it's going to be purple, and we're going to call it in from the universe. Remember, there's huge, abundant downloads coming in from the universe these days, which are really helping us all through the shift, and a part of the shift is us doing enough clearing to be able to surf the new frequencies and move into a much higher level of self. So we're bringing in some very, very brightly colored frequencies and having them run through your body. Have them come through the top of your head, run down your spine, circle around at the base of the spine, which holds so much of your ancient programming, and have that light run down your legs, all the way down at the inside of your legs, like going down through your bones. You should feel a really nice buzz and help it have it go right into the core of the earth. Then have it swing around and come right back up. Push up through the soles of your feet and right up through your legs and up through your body. And absolutely flush your body clean. When I say clean, I don't mean that it's dirty. I mean you want to really neutralize some of these things. Yeah. Move them up through your shoulders, your arms, your fingers, back into your arms, up through your neck. Whirl it around through your head. And I want to say, keep yourself that bright. You look bright, and your radiance is way more powerful. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, as I said before, get in touch with me. If you've got feedback about these shows, questions that you want to ask Jackie at the top of the hour, or anything, Veronica at VeronicaEntwistle.com, or if you want a session with me, thank you so much for listening to Radiance by Design, for tuning in, and for all your calls. Let's take a deep breath. Big blessings out to everyone in our Radiance by Design community. Good night, everyone.